We're here with Reynaldo Pacheco, who's plays Eddie in our brand is Crisis.
Yes.
So, hi.
Hi.
So, for me, your character Eddie is like the symbol of hope for what's going on in Bolivia at that moment.
Yeah.
What do you think of your character?
I agree. I agree completely with you. I think he represents the people of every nation that believes, that trusts, that hopes, that politics are just not a show. He really, really believes what's happening with the political consultants and the PR and the marketing that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And aside from believing, he needs them to really work for the people. He's poor, he's humble. So this is a life-changing situation for him. And for me, that's very important now, especially because we're going to have elections coming up soon here in the States, because it reminds you that the power behind the vote, it reminds the audience that you have to choose wisely who you're going to vote for, because there's a lot of negativity out there. There's a lot of people that they want to divide us. They want to separate us so they can have power over us. But hopefully now, I want to believe and manifest that we're entering a new era where we're going to celebrate our diversity. We're going to celebrate our sexuality, our race, our knowledge, our culture, and it's going to take us to a different place.
That's a really good statement, because we do take, especially I think in this country, the U.S., we take our rights and our freedom
granted. Amen.
And a lot of us who were born somewhere else know that that's not always
true.
And so playing this role and also being back in Bolivia, what kind of emotions did that bring for you?
Well, the story it's so important for Bolivia, because this was the breaking point where we had to have a change. And that change happened, and now Bolivia, it's in a different place. Bolivia has grown economically. Like I said before, we're accepting each other. We're celebrating each other's differences. It was very healing for my country also, this movie, because at the beginning, when people found out that we were going to do something about the Febrero Negro, which is what we call it,
that was in 2002 or 2003?
2003. It kept happening to different times. And the documentary came out 2005. But for us, at the beginning, there was a resistance. A lot of people were like, what? Is this political propaganda? Are you guys like supporting this guy or that guy? And through the process of talking, it was like almost like a collective cleansing that we have. To the point that today everybody's excited. Everybody wants to watch it. And being part of that, it's incredible.
So of course I have to ask, so how did you come about to get this role?
Oh my God.
How much work did you have to do?
You guys don't even know. No, I come from nothing. So there was nothing for me to lose to follow my dream. I started on the streets performing because that was the only place where you could learn back in Bolivia. I started doing theater of the press, teatro pobre, teatro de calle, teatro de lo oprimido.
De todo.
Pero I reached a point that I couldn't learn anymore. So I continue my studies and that's how I ended here in the States. I was very, very blessed to finish doing a master's at USC, where I got to like actually train and do 3 years of drama. And I've been going up and down in my career. You know, I got to work with Christopher Plummer as soon as I graduated, which was beginners.
Oh yeah.
I was a nurse.
Julio, who was your character?
Julio.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was my first appearance, and then nothing happened for a year. And in the meantime, I was working at Macy's and selling perfumes, and then I was like selling, AT&T and from door to door. I was an apartment manager of a building in Koreatown, and it's been hard. It's been really hard, and you know, getting little things here and there, movies, and until finally, I got a self tape for a movie that was going to be about Bolivia. Nobody knew what it was. Everybody in Los Angeles was auditioning for this part because they couldn't find the guy, and I didn't have credits enough to get in front of the casting director, so I did it with my phone. And my tape went to New York. They liked me. And then I realized that it was, well, I found out that it was for Sandra Bullock's film and George Clooney. And I freaked out.
Well, that's a good way to freak out.
Yeah.
So the film opens this coming Friday on Halloween. That's, which is kind of funny.
I know. It's about politics and Halloween.
Well, but you think about it, it kind of fits.
Yeah.
A little scary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Wearing
masks.
Was it, because everybody's going to ask you this anyway, so how was it working with Sandra Bullock and Billy Bob Thornton and the Hawk?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, at the beginning, I'm going to be honest, it was intimidating. I remember we used to like walk into places where we had hundreds of extras, and I would just like feel how intense the attention was, and I would just shrink. I would get so small, and I would just like look down at the floor and walk behind them, because I didn't feel that I was at their level, and I felt that I didn't deserve it yet, you know, because these are icons, these are huge, huge, huge actors. So I had to work with that within myself and realize that, no, man, like, you're here to play with them. You're not here to sit behind and hide. And that was like an internal fight that I had at the beginning of the project, to tell you the truth. Mm. And it was also very powerful to see Sandra Bullock memorizing lines. Jesus, Sandra Bullock highlights her script. These actors can actually make mistakes or they forget the lines. So for me, it was a reassurance that it's human, number one, what we're doing.
Yes.
Also that behind greatness, there has to be a place or a space for failure. And that's where these fantastic actors live. They are not afraid to fail, to make a fool of themselves.
Oh, they shouldn't. That's true.
Yeah.
Because we're all human. We're
yeah.
all human. Well, you, to me, held up your own. I think you did a wonderful job in the film.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best.
Thank
Como
you.
Siempre.
Gracias. You know? Igual a vos. Todo lo mejor. Todo lo mejor.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Qué gusto.
I'm sorry, I got to see that.